This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I want to thank you guys for the well wishes. No melanoma. Biopsy came back where it was atypical. Cells were changing, but not at the stage where it would be melanoma yet. So, I am very, very relieved. And I feel now guilty that, you know, I worried everybody. I mean, now I feel guilty. I mean, just because I should apologize, just because I was feeling nervous about it, you know, doesn't mean I should have gone on Facebook going, oh my gosh, you know, I should have avoided the sun, praying that my biopsy come. I don't know what I wrote on Facebook. I think I just wrote, you know, I should have avoided the sun. And, I feel guilty now that there's, you know, people have much bigger fish to fry, and here I am worried about a skin lesion that could have been melanoma, and it could have. I thank God for, you know, him making me fixate on it, because when melanoma starts, that's exactly how it starts. Cell starts to change, and the cells were atypical and going dysplastic, and that's exactly how melanoma starts. My problem with it is this is like the third time this has happened on one arm. And so it's like, I need to like always stare at my arm. Now, I'd rather stare at my arm than my face, you know, or any other body part. I mean, my arm, not the best looking thing, but, you know, at least it doesn't depress me that that's the way my arm looks. But, it just kind of is a reminder that, you know, you gotta catch things early. You have to. And prayer, and always, you know, Yeah. If you're into that, pray, because that sure helps. But anyway, I want to thank you guys. Needing prayers are the victims and the families of this Mercy Hospital shooting. Apparently, we're being told it was a jilted lover who killed his former fiance, a pharmacy student, as well as a young cop at a Chicago hospital yesterday when he demanded that his ex return the ring he gave her. Juan Lopez, a Chicago Housing Authority worker, shot his former partner, Dr. Tamara O'Neill, repeatedly in the parking lot of Mercy Hospital. Makes you wonder why she broke off the engagement to begin with. The pair was supposed to have gotten married 3 weeks ago. That was according to the online gift registry. She called it off. After killing Dr. O'Neill in the parking lot, Lopez went inside the hospital where he fatally shot 25-year-old pharmacy resident Dana Less and Chicago police officer Samuel Jim Jimenez, 28 years old. Then he shot at a second police officer who escaped injury when the bullet lodged in the barrel of his handgun while it was holstered on his belt. And then Lopez was shot dead by SWAT officers. Just frightening. Witnesses said the shooting began at about 3:30 when Lopez confronted Dr. O'Neill in the parking lot. She was wearing her medical scrubs and was about to start a shift as an ER doc. Lopez demanded that Dr. O'Neill give back the ring he gave her, then shot her 3 times when she told him she didn't have it. So frightening. She and Lopez had reportedly planned to wed October 27th, but Dr. O'Neill called off the wedding in September. We don't know why. He stood over her body and kept firing more rounds. Then he made his way to the hospital. I mean, when this stuff happens, it's like you're in shock. It's something that, you know, these shootings seem to be happening now every few days around this country. But, when there's no rhyme or reason why somebody starts killing you, I mean, now we see that there might have been a motive, but why did he, you know, then he just decides to take this shooting rampage into the hospital. So it was there, then he killed the pharmacy resident. First year pharmacy resident, she was also engaged to be married. And then he killed the cop, the married father of three. You know, we hear a lot of fighting over these engagement rings, and I, you know, part of me just wonders if, you know, when we break, not that that would have prevented this. I mean, you know, everybody looks back going, okay, well, she should have given him back the ring. No, if this guy wanted to murder her, if he was murderous, that, you know, it could have happened anyway. But I'm just, I'm just wondering, you know, from a psychological standpoint, if you break up with somebody, if you really shouldn't leave loose ends, if when you end it, you end it. I bring that up because last week we were talking about these lawsuits when it came to the ring. People keep the ring. People want the ring back. People, I was just always under the impression that if I had broken off my engagement with Corey, I would be giving him the ring. And in fact, when we fought, you know, and we had fights, I actually had in my head choreographed, right, how I would give him back the ring. I would either flick it or I would throw it at him. I got really mad at him when we were engaged. There was some stupid in-law stuff that happened. I got so mad at him. And I was like, and so I kind of had already in my mind how I would just give him back the ring. But that was just something that, to me, I was like, you know, if I end it, it is, I don't want anything from him. I don't want, now, mind you, a lot of times when people break up, it sounds like she might not have felt safe. So maybe she broke up over the phone, never wants to see the person again. I get that. And then, you know, you don't just want to leave a ring on a person's doorstep, you know, if you want to. But I'm just wondering if, you know, in terms of our etiquette from, you know, when you want to end it, maybe the best way is to leave no loose ends, to, you know, end it solid. Yeah, don't, you know, you break up, don't have somebody's clothes in there, you know, change the locks. I'm just thinking that these jilted lovers, these crimes of passion, you have all these emotions that happen where people think that, you know what, I'm embarrassed. Everybody knows we're going to get married. We have money into this wedding. Everybody's expecting us to be together. You're the only person I wanted to be with. You now end it with me. My life is over. And some of these people on a suicide mission will be homicidal. And, I was asked, what is the safest way to break up with somebody? So, safest way is to not get involved with somebody who, you know, can be dangerous. As soon as you start to have some red flags, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but as soon as you pick up some red flags, you have got to get out of that relationship. And our hearts and prayers are with this. It was so tragic, so, so tragic, and it shouldn't have happened. I'm, it's horrible. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab-tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oil, oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as we're hearing that the campfire in Northern California is almost contained, unfortunately we're being told that the death toll has risen to 79, and we have about 699 people still missing. The devastation is one of the worst, has left us reeling and looking at one of the worst wildfires to ever hit California. And here to tell us what's going on is Senior Vice President of American Red Cross, Chris Newmark. Oh, thank you. Cliff Newmark, thank you for joining us again. I really appreciate you coming back. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you for all you do.
No problem, Cliff. Thank you. So thank you for all you do. Tell us what's going on over there.
So with the American Red Cross, we've been very active, as you said in your introduction, about trying to respond to the terrible tragedies that happened throughout California. And unfortunately, there's been a variety of disasters that have occurred throughout the country. As you know, we had a number of hurricanes as well. So my job as the Senior Vice President for Blood Services is to make sure we have enough blood on the shelf to take care of patients in disaster areas as those as well without. And the interesting thing that's happened over the course of the past few months is we've got two issues. One is that the disasters have actually caused the cancellation of a number of blood drives, as well as the fact that and up to the order of about 8,000 pints or so have not been collected as a consequence of the disasters. That's almost a close to a day's supply. And at this stage, it's like we shut down for a day, which we can never do. And then the other issue that we have is something that's a little more difficult to tackle, is that we need more folks to organize blood drives. And we had about 1,000 fewer blood drives that we needed organized in September, October than actually were organized. And so consequently, that's why we put out the word of our severe blood shortage, the need to have people donate today, certainly, but also to encourage folks to organize blood drives during the holiday season and into next year so that we can ensure that we have blood on the shelf for patients who need it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you bring up a good point. This is probably one of the, you know, driest times of year that, you know, we're seeing in terms of people donating blood, because one is, you know, it's vacation time. You know, two is many people get sick, and so they're afraid to donate blood if they think that, you know, they're, you know, it's cough and cold season. Can you dispel some of the myths on you know, donating blood during the cough and cold season?
Sure. So a couple things, right? We say that you should be in good health when you to donate blood. So we don't want folks who are on antibiotics.
Right.
If you're feeling under the weather, you shouldn't be donating blood. But if you are feeling okay, there are many people, the majority, the more than 60% of the of adults are eligible to donate blood. So many times people will say, oh, I can't donate because I have a particular ailment, or I'm taking a particular medicine or something like that. And in many cases, the typical reasons for donating, or the prescriptions, for example, medicines for not being able to donate, are relatively few. Propecia, Accutane, a couple of those medicines. But in general, most folks can donate if they, again, they're in general good health and feel okay the day of their blood donation. The number one reason why people don't donate is they aren't asked. And so we're asking folks to donate and to organize blood drives. And the second thing, that in terms of physical reasons why people can't donate, the typical reason when people show up to donate and they can't, it's because their iron levels aren't high enough. And so that's why we advise folks to, you know, have, you know, green leafy vegetables like spinach and broccoli. If they eat meat, to have, you know, some red meat or you know, have a treat on red meat. But something to try to encourage folks to get their iron levels up, because that's the, in terms of people who show up to donate blood, the number one reason they can't donate the day of is because their iron levels aren't high enough.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Cliff Newmark, Senior Vice President of American Red Cross Blood Services. You know, you're based out of California, right? I think you're based out of Pomona.
Yes, I live in Los Angeles, right? We have the and then we have the one of the largest blood centers actually in the world, located in Pomona, California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, thank God for that. I know, I was just in L.A. Over the weekend, and it's, I mean, you know, when I take a look at all the hospitals and all the medical centers, you know, in certain areas, I just, you know, it's just kind of, don't ask. It's a habit of mine to just know where all the medical facilities are. It's because I'm a doctor,
sure.
I guess. I really need new hobbies. But, you know, when you look at the vast amount of blood and product needed, you know, I mean, look, like there was just a shooting in Chicago. You know, the fact that you guys need to account for not only disasters like the fire, like the Woolsey fire and the Camp fire, or, you know, upcoming hurricanes or snowstorms, where I guess we're now being told there's a huge snowstorm coming, you know, back east. I mean, I don't know how you guys sleep.
Yeah, to be frank, Dr. Dahlia, I do not. Literally, we rely on the generosity of the American public to save people's lives, people that the donors will never meet. I mean, it is the ultimate act of goodness, if you think about it, right? Someone is sticking out their arm, literally giving a part of themselves for someone they will never meet. And we have to do that every single day. Every single day, we have to collect 13,000 blood products and 2,500 whole blood donations and 2,500 platelet donations in order to keep the public alive. I mean, that's really the challenge that we have. And as you said, we've got all kinds of challenges externally and internally, and that's why we're putting out the word. We have a severe blood shortage right now. We need people to donate, and more importantly, we also need people to organize blood drives
right
in the December, January, February timeframe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people want to help. They want to, you know, this is a very charitable time of year. And so, you know, I always kind of found it ironic that this was the time of year where you didn't see a lot of blood donations. And I think a lot of people, they do want to help. And, you know, for those that, you know, this is probably also one of the most economical ways to, you know, give to charity and you know, donate. It's your own blood. You know, you don't have to buy anything. And, you know, when you host a drive, I don't think people realize how easy that is. It doesn't cost you any money. You don't have to buy the cookies. You don't have to. All you have to do. Well, actually, explain the process of hosting a drive, sure. A blood drive.
Sure. So organizing the blood drive, really what it's about is making sure that you have enough space. And what typically we say it's 1,000 square feet. We do have some buses that we can bring to locations if they do not have sufficient amount of physical space. So you need a physical space. We need to be open for about, on average, about 7 hours, 7 to 8 hours, we have to be available to receive the, get set up and then receive the donors. And the most important thing is to get people to sign up to give. Simply having a blood drive and assuming people are going to show up, is it just doesn't happen. You have to actually go out there. And typically what it means is asking people, hey, can you help me save a life? Can you help keep a possible patient alive by donating blood? And we typically need, depending on the time of year, 20 and during the spring and fall, it's up to 30 people to sign up at a minimum. So that's what we're trying to, basically, if you can get 20 to 30 people to sign up, we can put a blood drive on at a location that is in, throughout the country, frankly.
And, so and I'm going to tell you guys something.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going to tell you guys something out there. You know, I notice, so I work at Toro University of Nevada. I notice that once you start doing it, people that couldn't sign up or they weren't there, they want to, you know, they're like, well, when's the next one? And so what I would urge a lot of you companies out there to do is start planning at least one per fiscal quarter. You could set these up ahead of time, because the big problem we have is when disaster strikes, everybody wants to help right then and there. You know, we had the October 1 shooting last year with the Harvest 91 Festival, and nobody knew where they could donate. The lines were crazy. But, you know, if you already have these things set up, ready to go, then blood is already on the shelf before the disaster strikes.
That's exactly right. Blood on the shelf is what enables the patients who are victimized in these terrible tragedies. It enables them to live. So literally, the folks who were the patients were helped by people who had given blood in what happened in Vegas last year. The patients were helped by people who had given blood days before.
Right.
So those are the folks that kept patients alive. That's why we need to have blood donated every single day to be prepared for that disaster. So people can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. They can go to redcrossblood.org or download to download our Red Cross Blood Donor app. They can go to the website or the call to actually organize a blood drive. It's very simple. We've got team members who help people organize blood drives. But it really is an act of ultimate goodness, and that's what this time of year is really about.
Exactly. Clifford Newmark, Senior Vice President of American Red Cross, thank you again for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. And bless you for all the good work you do and your team. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Dahlia. Thank you.
No problem. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
USA Radio News.
All the gains the Dow made in 2018 are being erased. Yesterday, the Dow lost nearly 400 points, and today looks like it's going to be just as bad. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says everyone needs to just relax.
Recessions come and go. I hate to see anybody lose any money anytime, but we know that's the reality of it.
Security will be very tight for the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. New York City Police Chief Rodney Harrison reminds you to leave that drone at home.
People like to use them, but they're just not appropriate in New York airspace or at these events.
In a White House tradition during Thanksgiving week, President Trump pardoned one lucky turkey.
Peace, I hereby grant you a full pardon.
Pease and his buddy Carrots will be retiring at Gobbler's Rest Exhibit at Virginia Tech. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, please. Want to hear them. So forecasters are warning that Thanksgiving could be the coldest on record along the East Coast. Why? Because there's an Arctic blast. They say a strong area of high pressure from the Arctic Circle is going to descend southward across Canada and into the Northeast, sending temperatures plummeting towards levels more commonly seen on New Year's Day and not Thanksgiving Day. They think this is going to be one of the coldest Thanksgivings. The weather is expected to plunge into the low 20s in New York City, could hit the mid-teens, I guess, in the coldest projected Thanksgiving on record since 1996. I live in Las Vegas. I think it's going to be like 60-some degrees. I know everybody in Vegas is like pulling out their snow gear and their, you know, I'm like, people, please, really, you can't handle 60-some degrees. Are you kidding me? please. I know, we're kind of weenies out here, but that's okay. It's all right. So, they say Tuesday is going to be one of the busiest travel days. A lot of people are not leaving on Wednesday. They're leaving today, saying, I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. A lot of people traveling. And so they think 48.5 million people are going to drive in terms of plane, 4.3 million travelers. They think that in New York City, it may even go down to 19 degrees. I think that the last time we saw that was in 1901. Kind of, it blows my mind when you hear these meteorologists discuss, you know, how the temperatures were, you know, back in the olden days. You know, like, oh, you know, we're going to see temperatures similar to what we saw in 1901. I just can't conceptualize people in the turn of the 20th century, you know, having the thermometer accuracy that we do. And I understand the whole mercury thing. I get that. I just, you know, I just feel like what we do now is more accurate. When they go, oh, yeah, you know, that was our temperature back then. I'm like, really? It's like carbon dating. I just don't get the whole carbon dating thing. Anyway, speaking of carbon dating, I was at La Brea Tar Pits. Have you guys ever been there? So, when I was a little girl, I guess there's these tar pits in California. And asphalt, by the way, is naturally occurring. And so asphalt was coming up, right, from underneath the ground. And it's very, very sticky. It's like tar. It's sticky, sticky tar. And I guess in the olden days, we're talking 30,000 years ago, animals that roamed California would get stuck in this tar. If you guys have never been to La Brea Tar Pits, back in the 70s when I was a little girl, they had these tar pits. You could go and you could look at them and they bubbled up and we were like, oh, that's fine. And then they built a museum in the 70s because they had all these bones and artifacts that they had been collecting for decades. And now there's this whole museum. You could buy a ticket. They also have videos and movies. And it's nice. It's a nice little thing you can do. Then you could walk over to Farmer's Market, which I love Farmer's Market. But, you know, I find it fascinating, me with science, you know, and my scientific background, looking at a piece of bone and then being able to carbon date and then say, okay, well, this is like 29,000 years old or this is 25,000 years old. And I'm looking at the skeletons and a lot of the fossils and them putting together the skeletons of these animals. And, you know, you have the woolly mammoth, you have these saber-toothed tigers, and you have all these different sorts of wolves and cats, etc. You need to take a look at it because you look at the anatomy and you look at the woolly mammoth patella. I mean, it almost is like the size of a kid's head, kneecap. It's amazing. But I guess what would happen is the reason why they found so many of these fossils is one animal would get stuck. And when the animal got stuck, other predators would be like, oh, well, there's my dinner. That animal can't run, so I'm going to go for it. Then they jump in, and then they get stuck. Then another animal's like, okay, wait a second. I'm smarter than that guy. I'll be able to do this. So then they go in, and then they get stuck. And so these animals start getting stuck. Then they die. You have the rotting flesh, and then other animals would be like, okay, what's going on over there? And they're like, oh, it's food. And leaves fall, so they just think it's just dead animals and it's just dinner time. So these animals would just fall on top of each other. You would also, if you were smart, this is survival of the fittest, grab a limb and run. So some of the animals started to figure out that something bad is happening, but they were still hungry. So they figured rather than me sit there and just try to feed, why don't I just grab a limb and run? And then some animals that got stuck decided to chew off their limb. So, you know, when you kind of look at that, you're like, you know, we think animals are kind of stupid because, you know, we have pets. I have dogs and cats. And some of them, I mean, I'm like, well, duh. You know, yeah, you know, duh. They just do some stupid things. But animals knew when the whole La Brea Tar Pits or, you know, global warming, not global warming, or ice age or certain things that happened and were killing others, they had some smarts to them. And they knew that there looked like there was some sort of strategy before they died. And so I find that very fascinating. So if you do ever go to La Brea Tar Pits, check it out. And by the way, look at the cats. like the lions and the saber-toothed tigers and things like that, look at their digits. They seem to have more joints in their hands than we do. And here we are. We're able to open up prescription bottles. We're able to pick our nose. But you see a cat, they just have a paw print. But these cats, they have fine, very fine motor skills within their little paw. So I come back after going to La Brea, and there's Shaky Boo, you know, sitting on my desk. And so I grab his paw, then I start looking at it and playing with it and trying to manipulate the joints, you know, and then I did kisses. He smacked me in the face. He did not want me touching his paw. But I find it amazing. And you also see where the claws retract. It's kind of like, not Sabretooth. Who is it on X-Men? Wolverine. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a judge has blocked Trump's asylum stance. Apparently, he halted his restriction on asylum seekers, clearing the way now for thousands of people to come into the U.S. Apparently, they say it is the U.S. district judge said that if Trump tried to restrict asylum rules in a proclamation on November 9th, he basically blocked that so that anybody that did arrive here, even illegally, could still seek asylum. So those seeking asylum in the U.S. must prove that they legitimately, fear persecution, based on the race, nationality, religion, politics, or social group, either from the government or forces the government cannot control in their home country. So, the migrants in their caravan have fled countries from Central America like Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. I'm having the hiccups. I'm sorry. I don't have really good sounding hiccups. And so, unfortunately, they're coming here fleeing, and we have thousands coming to our doorstep, and we can only process X amount per day. And then the country is split on if we want to process them. We're being told that there's at least 500 criminals in this last grouping of caravan. You know, there's wolves in cheap clothing. And Trump had demanded that asylum seekers from the caravan enter the U.S. through one of 26 legal ports. But, nope, that did not sway the district court. From what we understand, the immigrants can come anywhere, can cross anywhere, and then seek asylum. So the White House, from what I understand, is going to appeal this. But, you know, when we talk about what the country wants, and you know, we have people making these decisions, you know, on behalf of us. And public opinion just doesn't seem to, you know, get heard unless it seems to be along the line of what that media outlet wants. And so if you're concerned either way, you need to speak out. Decisions are being made all around you. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I did see the game between the Chiefs and the Rams. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, this has been one hell of a football season. I am just blown away by some of the things these teams have done. Can't wait for football on Thanksgiving. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in the next hour. How to handle Thanksgiving, how to deal with, you know, the in-laws coming into town. I know. What to feed your pets. So, we'll hit those topics. But fantastic job. Goff, Mahomes, honestly, and the team's just a phenomenal football yesterday. All right, so we can't predict who you're dating is going to turn around and kill you. And, you know, we're in shock with what happened at Mercy Hospital in Chicago yesterday. But we can identify some red flags if you are in an abusive relationship. And sometimes if you are in a relationship with somebody abusive, they may have that streak or that tendency to become violent. So according to Kintera.org, the following is a list of warning signs that you could be in a relationship that may be abusive or dangerous for you. One is if your partner abuses alcohol or other drugs. All right, that is a huge sign. Now, a lot of times we will see past it, or we'll ignore it, or we'll sugarcoat it. Say, well, you know, he likes to drink, or yeah, he's had a bad day. And I mean, love, smoke gets in your eyes. I mean, you know, love makes you blind. You say, look, you know what, I could overcome their shortcomings. You know, she likes to, you know, do some coke. That's her vice. No, that could put you at risk. You have to be aware that somebody that abuses drugs will not be of their sound mind. Remember, you're falling in love with them when they're at their good. And you may say, oh, you know, even when they're bad, they're not that bad. That's not who you fell in love with. That's not who you're being vulnerable with. You have to look at, in science, we call it the rate-limiting step. You know, or you guys may call it like the weakest link. A chain is only as strong as the weakest link, right? Well, same thing. Your relationship is only as strong as how you guys do on a bad day. And if you're like, well, you know what? I could just avoid them on the bad day. And, you know, I think it could be dangerous for you. If your partner has a history of being in trouble with the law, gets into fights, likes to break or destroy property. They say some partners that don't work or don't go to school, so they're, you know, kind of home all day. They blame you for how they treat you or for anything bad that happens. So when stuff happens, it's your fault. And you're like, what? You lost your job. Why is it my fault? When they blame others. They abuse siblings, other family members, children, or pets. If they're kicking your dog, first of all, you should be breaking up with him or her right then and there. If they're abusing children or the family members, if they put people down, including your family and friends, or call them names. Now, that's tough. Let's kind of give this one a pass. Okay, because I think everybody rips on each other's, in-laws. I think that happens. I mean, I like my husband's in-laws, but I think we all seem to have pet names for certain people and other, you know, yeah, on other sides of the family. I think we can, I think we can let that one slide, okay? If they're always angry at someone or something, if they're always ticked off about something, that's a problem. If they try to isolate you or control who you see or where you go, if they nag you or force you to be sexual when you don't want to be, if they cheat on you or have lots of partners, now that's big. Somebody would say, why is somebody who cheats on me at risk of being violent to me? Well, because it's not that they're cheating. And it's that they may have a psychological profile that where cheating and hypersexuality could be kind of a symptom of. So if you're with somebody who is, let's say, extremely bipolar, and some people with bipolar are the nicest, most benign, fantastic people out there, and, you know, they have real amazing gifts artistically, but you have others where their bipolar isn't so much an artistic gift, it's a violent streak. And so them being hypersexual and not caring about who they sleep with, kind of that animalistic tendency, could again bring forth their animal to the core, an animal strike. So that's where that comes from. Not that everybody who ever cheated is going to be violent with you, but these are signs. If they've ever been physically rough with you, like pushed, shoved, pulled, yanked, right? If they take your money or advantage of you, if they accuse you of flirting or coming on to others or accuse you of cheating on them. So when you start to see them build up a case against you, you got to be careful. You got to get out of there. They may not listen or show interest in your feelings. They may ignore you. They may hang up on you, okay, or give you the silent treatment. That, no. I give my husband the silent treatment. I hang up on him all the time. We hang up on each other all the time. That's our way of telling each other we're mad. And you know what? I'm good with that because it's a nonviolent way. I don't throw anything at him, but when I'm mad at him, I'll call him. I'll complain about something, and then right as he's talking, I'll hit the hang-up button. Oh, it makes him so mad, right? I'm like, and another thing. What? And then I hang up. See? I love doing that. But anyway, okay. Anyway, if they lie to you, if they make vulgar comments about others in your presence, if they blame all arguments on you, if they tell you how to dress or act, if they threaten to kill themselves if you break up with them, or if they tell you that they cannot live without you. Now, we've all done that. I mean, I did that with my husband. I think maybe it was the second date. Okay? You don't really hear me talk like that to him anymore. After years of marriage, you know, it's like, eh. You know, you're here? Yeah, I'm here. That's about as lovey-dovey as we get. But, you know, that, oh, gosh, I don't know what my life would be like without you. That's a really romantic thing, and that's what a lot of lovers may say to each other. But if that phrase persists, like, if you ever left me, I would just want to die. If you start to get a little heebie-jeebie-ish from that, you know, I mean, again, this person that shot the doctor and the pharmacy tech and the pharmacy resident and the cop at Mercy Hospital, they had just broken up. She had just broken off up the engagement. Actually, she had broken off the engagement in September. And the shooting happened when he wanted the ring back. If somebody really can't live without you, you need to kind of identify that. I mean, I want somebody, you know, if I'm going to be married to them, intimate, you know, I don't want him to think, oh, you know, I could love her, leave her. You know, I want them, you know, till death do us part. But there's a fine line between till death do us part and I can't live without you. Isn't there a song? I can't live. That song? Maybe. Yeah. So be careful with that. If they tell you to shut up about your dumb, stupid, fat, or call you some other name. If they have extreme mood swings. They tell you you're the greatest 1 minute and then rip you apart. But here's the thing. If you feel afraid to break up with them, if you're like, you know what? I want to break up, but I'm afraid of what's going to happen if I do. That's a red flag. If you feel tied down, to feel like you always have to check in. If you feel afraid to make decisions or bring up certain subjects because you think he's going to or she's going to blow. If you tell yourself that if you just try harder and love your partner more, it'll get better. No. If you find yourself crying a lot. If you find yourself worried and obsessing about how to please a person. So those are some signs. And so if you do feel, you know, if you kind of feel like, I don't know if I could break up with this person or this person's going to shoot me if I do, you need to figure out a way to get out of that relationship now. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.